Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I would like to tell you a story which I have mentioned but never told in detail. That is one of the stories of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Now, just to understand a little bit about the greatness of Chizkiyahu, the Gemara tells us that Hashem wanted to make him Mashiach. Okay, so Chizkiyahu was a very righteous melech. Unfortunately, during his time, there was a very powerful enemy of the Jewish people, the country of Ashur. And they had a gigantic army, very powerful. They conquered many, many countries around Eretz Yisrael. And they were putting a tax on Eretz Yisrael. But Chizkiyahu refused at a certain point to pay the tax. And he had tremendous trust in Hashem. He was inspired and instructed by Yeshayahu HaNavi, but at one point, the army of Ashur surrounded Yerushalayim on all sides, tremendously powerful army, and the general of the army said that the only way that he would not attack and destroy Yerushalayim was if the Jewish people would accept being subservient to Asher, paying taxes to them, and so forth. But Chizkiyahu, inspired by Yeshaya Navi, refused. In fact, when Yeshaya told him that there would be a great victory for the Jewish people, that Hashem would create the victory, then Chizkiyahu said, okay, I trust Hashem. I'm going to sleep. And he slept a sweet sleep during the night because he trusted Hashem so completely. And sure enough, Hashem made a nes. Hashem struck and killed many of the soldiers of Ashur and the rest of them. He chased out. So that in the morning, the enemy was all gone. And in addition to that, the Jewish people were left with tremendous amount of loot, tremendous amount of food and wealth left over from the army. So what was his mistake? Why didn't Hashem make Chizkiyahu? And the Gemara answers, because he didn't sing Shira. He didn't sing Shira. He didn't sing a song of thanks to Hashem. But in fact, reading the Pesukim, we see that he did actually praise Hashem. He did thank Hashem. However, the Gemara says that he didn't sing this praise of thanks to Hashem until after the Nes happened. Now, a person might say, well, of course, you can't sing a song of praise to Hashem for a nes that he's going to do. You can only thank Hashem for a nes that he's already done. However, it's not true. A person can be so sure that Hashem will come through for him or her that they thank Hashem even beforehand. And that's what Hashem expected from Chizkiyahu. For a regular person to praise Hashem after the miracle, okay, that's normal. That's the natural way to do things. You hope and hope, and when there's a miracle, then we thank Hashem for it. But since Yeshayahu HaNavi had promised that Hashem would do a nes, then that's when Chizkiyahu should have sung Shira. That's when he should have thanked Hashem for the nes which Hashem was going to do, having such complete faith that it would be done, that he should have even thanked Hashem and sang Shira for him beforehand. And even though we're not exactly in the same situation, but nevertheless, we should be very, very sure that Hashem's going to do a nes for us. So sure that perhaps we could even celebrate the nes which is going to be. But whether we celebrate or not, certainly in our heart, in our mind, and in our speech, we should express absolute betachon, absolute faith and trust that Hashem will save the Jewish people in this war and give us complete and utter victory. Now, there is actually a catch when it comes to the wars that the IDF fights. And that is that there are quite often two different opinions about what the army and the air force, the military of Israel, should do. And often these two opinions are the opinion of the generals who are actually involved in the battle, and the opinions of the politicians who are dealing with other people's opinions, other countries' opinions, and so forth. And quite often, unfortunately, the politician's view has been the one that's been taken. Just to give an example, in the Yom Kippur War of 1973, the intelligence services, the spies and so forth of the IDF, knew that Egypt was preparing for an attack. However, the prime minister, who was Golda Meir at that point, thought that it would be not politically correct to take action before the attack, and therefore they acted as if they were not ready, and they really didn't prepare. They didn't get ready for the attack. And as a result, thousands of Jewish soldiers were killed. Later, Golda Meir herself wrote in her memoirs her tremendous sadness and her tremendous regret that she did not prepare militarily for what was obvious to all of the military was happening. She said some words such as that the souls of those soldiers who were killed remain in her mind and will remain in her mind until the last day of her life. She regrets terribly that she did not take military action and all those deaths resulted. And this, unfortunately, has been a theme in the history of Israel, that quite often it's the politicians, for some reason, are able to convince or rule over the military planners. And this is therefore part of our tefillah for this war, that the opinion of the military planners should be what's followed, not dealing with worrying about what the non-Jews are going to say and so forth, but to do what's most important and what's right for the safety of the Jewish people. May Hashem help that with the bravery of the members of the IDF and with our full participation. We are not just standing on the side watching or listening. We have to be full participants in this war. And how do we do it if we are not actually equipped with guns and tanks and planes? By learning Torah, by davening, by doing good deeds, by doing mitzvahs, by getting other Jewish people to do mitzvahs, especially people who are not doing those mitzvahs at this point, to influence them that they should. And this way, God willing, we will be victorious in the biggest way and ensure the safety of the Jewish people until the Geula. May it happen immediately. Thank you very much for joining Jewish Stories and More, and especially thank you for learning extra Torah, davening extra, saying extra Tehillim, doing extra mitzvahs, trying to influence others to do extra mitzvahs, and having absolute trust that Hashem will help us to win the war and to win it completely and to ensure the safety of the Jewish people until the Geula may come immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.